Well, the music you hear in the background should be familiar. Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker. And of course, here in our area, we are blessed with the Nutmeg Conservatory for the Arts and also their Nutcracker, which is presented in two different locations. First of all, coming up this weekend at the Bushnell in Hartford. It is on Saturday the 8th at 12:30 and 4:30, and Sunday the 9th at 12:30 and 4:30. And coming up in our area immediate, the Warner Theater in Torrington on Saturday, December 15th, 2 and 7 p.m. performances, and then Sunday, December 16th, 2 p.m. performance. More information on all this, nutmegconservatory.org/nutcracker. But with all that being said right now, back for another guest appearance this morning here on Robin Hood Radio is the artistic director, Victoria Mazzarelli. Victoria, good morning and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I apologize. I have a bit of a cold. I work with many young people, and they often sometimes come in sick, so it's a bit of a petri dish.
That's right. It's a confluence of where you just can't help it. Sometimes it just happens. Well,
yeah.
Well, we'll keep this short and sweet,
okay.
But because everybody's familiar with the Nutcracker, and I think everybody around here is familiar with the Warner Theater and the Nutmeg Conservatory for the Arts. And you were you actually went to the Nutmeg, and you came back, and here you are, artistic director.
Yes, I grew up in Torrington, and I trained with Sharon from the age of 3, and I graduated with Sharon. We went to a New York competition, and I won a gold medal, and Sharon went on to, you know, to grow her ballet school, and I went on to go to dance in Europe for 20 years, and just loving, you know, the area I grew up in. I wanted to come back after I, you know, retired, so coming back and taking over now in the reins has just been such a pleasure, and just developing even further. And we look forward to, well, this year has been our, we performed with a beautiful set by Kemble Baird. This will be the final year in these sets, and so I'm excited to present a new set for next year, so sets and costumes.
This set has been used for quite a while now.
Oh, yes, since 1996.
Wow.
We've been performing in these sets, and of course they're just spectacular, but you need to make a change, and that just the wear and tear on the sets backstage, you don't really necessarily see it so much, but it can be a danger for the students if something happens, just some of the pieces are moving, you know, so it's just nice to freshen up the whole thing. You never want it to become stale. I try to do that every year. Anyway, changing choreography, challenging the students in a different way. Every year, you know, we have new students, our students that we finally get to the point of graduating. They get out there, and then we have a new batch to train. So we have a challenging job every year. Get them on the same page.
We're talking with Victoria Mazzarelli, the artistic director of the Nutmeg Conservatory for the Arts. And very quickly, just because I know your voice is a little shaky, but it's a full curriculum program that you offer there.
Oh, yes, we do. We have a daytime program, and we have students that reside at the Nutmeg. So it is a full-time, we have a full-time academic program. They start, a few of the students are in eighth grade, so they do an online program, online high school program. We do have some postgraduates, so some students that want to take another year after they finished high school before they go into trainee program. They feel like they need a little bit more training, or day students that travel from all over the area that join us at 2:30 when they finish high school during their day. So they're very committed and disciplined students, and it's very impressive, you know, that they what they do and the hours that they spend. And either they go on to dance at college, go on to join a trainee. We have many students that are now in professional companies, so it's just that's what we do, you know, get them ready. No matter what they decide to do, the discipline has brought them to wherever they just take get on. It's incredible.
And you're a lot like Hotchkiss in the ways where what's great about what you do at the Nutmeg Conservatory for the Arts is because you do have such a great reputation, the artists, the guest artists that you bring in that these students can learn from is really a list of who's who.
Absolutely. You know, we have wonderful, our own Eleanor D'Antuono, she was in Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo. She has, of course, so many connections. Myself, our Tim Milady, he's our ballet master. He teaches at Hart. So there's many. We've all danced in company, so you have a network of people that, of course, that's what you do. You're passing on this beautiful art, and it has to be handed down in a way that way. We have a new teacher that is our has joined our faculty, Denise Warner Lamoli. She was at Skidmore, a professor at Skidmore, and has now was our guest, and now she's on faculty. So it's really growing, and it's just wonderful.
Well, if people want more information on the conservatory, it's nutmegconservatory.org, nutmegconservatory.org. And when you get there, there's About Us, Academics, Residency, Ballet Programs, Auditions, everything. You can click on those links. But once again, as we get set to let your voice relax. We'll talk.
Thank you. Once again,
coming up this weekend, you can find the Nutmeg Ballet at the Bushnell on Saturday and Sunday, and the Nutcracker comes up next weekend in our area, December 15th and 16th at the Warner Theater, and once again, nutmegconservatory.org, Nutcracker. Thanks again for joining us this morning, and Victoria.
Thank you, and
best of luck with that cold.
Oh yeah, thank you, and it's really, thank everybody that comes. It's really just a treat for your family. The music is spectacular, the dancing, the children. It's a wonderful event, and thank you so much for having me this morning.
All right, Victoria, take care of that voice.
Thank you. Have
All
a good day.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.